It's like a tsunami of truth. You're listening to The Steve Gruber Show.
The latest surprise attack from Dianne Feinstein and the Democrats, going all the way back to Brett Kavanaugh's time in high school. Of course, it's a secret letter with a secret allegation from a secret person we don't know anything about. In fact, it's so important that the FBI says, yeah, we're not going to look into that. I guess 35 years back in high school, some vague insinuation, not even an allegation, just an insinuation that Brett Kavanaugh's made, just the latest for the left. And as the New York Post put it, a new low for the Democrats. Frank Vernuccio here, editor-in-chief of the New York Analysis of Policy and Government. Frank, good to have you.
Steve, it's great to be with you again.
Well, you know, I'm just going to give you a moment on it. What do you make of the whole last Hail Mary pass from Dianne Feinstein to try anything to derail Kavanaugh using innuendo and smear tactics?
Steve, let me use this forum to indeed confess that I indeed did shoot spitballs in the third grade.
Are you serious?
And it is absurd to the extent of being ridiculous, the desperation that the Democrats have to bring something nonsensical like this up is unseemly, to say the best.
Frank, but have you taken time to apologize for your behavior? I just want to know if you've taken time to go through and to apologize to those that may have been offended by your behavior in the third grade.
Well, considering my knuckles were rapped soundly by Sister Stella Gertrude, who taught me in the third grade, I think I've done my time.
Yowza! Hello, sister. I guess we're going to get our attention right here. I like it, Frank. But it is, I mean, this is so beneath the dignity of the entire process. If the process ever had dignity, which I think it did, you know, and even Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Clarence Thomas, justices rarely speak. Ruth Bader Ginsburg said, listen, Antonin Scalia was quite a character. He was unanimously approved, as were most justices until the Bork episode, for the most part, right? And then things have been going downhill ever since. How did we get to that point?
Well, first of all, let's not forget that Judge Bork, whose nomination process coined the term to be Borked, was one of the finest legal minds this nation has ever produced. What was done to him by partisan Democrats was absolutely and remains unforgivable. We got to this point because partisanship now dominates common sense, and let's be blunt, Tom, it absolutely dominates the concept of patriotism as well.
Sure.
And that's the real problem that we're facing at this point.
Well, here's the thing. You know, I think you've hit on something important here, which is basically it brings the conversation to a point of just being ridiculous. And you look at some of the other examples put forth in an article that you wrote, you know, monkey it up, said Ron DeSantis. Don't want to monkey up our opportunity to become governor here. And of course, that was instantly a racist comment. I don't know how that is racist, considering monkeying around is, you know, wasting time. Everybody knows that. It's always been true. So monkey it up would be a similar thing to me. Not racist, no. And how does this jump to the forefront? I guess the answer for everything, anything that happens, it's racist. It's racist. It's racist. It's like a mousetrap. Chop, 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 chop. They have no other answer.
I think that and partisanship itself. If we look, for example, at another extraordinary misquote, J.D. Martinez, a Boston Red Sox player and a good one, which I hate to say because I am a New York Yankee fan.
A Yankees fan on top of the spitballs? Frank, we're going downhill here. Go on.
J.D. Martinez was making a point about the Second Amendment, and he noted the fact that one of the things that totalitarian regimes do is to deprive people of their right to bear arms. And Martinez said that Adolf Hitler moved to prevent people from having arms so they couldn't oppose his nightmare Nazi regime. Well, the left decided to warp that statement and to say that J.D. Martinez was speaking admiringly of Adolf Hitler, when in fact it was obviously just the opposite. There seems to be no low in the partisanship that we're now seeing. No lie.
I am offended that these leftists would attack a Hispanic baseball player. Clearly it was a racist attack.
Which brings up another great point, Steve. It only seems to work in one direction. The fact of the matter is, because the media is working hand in glove with the Democrat Party, indeed, most of the major media, tends to be not an independent media, but an offshoot, a branch of the Democrat Party, there isn't enough independent voices like yours, Steve, out there to talk about the truth rather than the latest partisan message coming from the Democrat Party. That's a real problem.
Yeah, it is a real problem. No question about that. You just can't have that kind of dialogue because it proves to be a waste of everybody's time. When the first thing out of your mouth is he's a racist, he's Hitler, it's unprecedented, and that's just something else that has happened in the news business. It's all unprecedented. Everything's breaking news. Everything's exclusive, and people know better.
And part of the problem, too, is not just the lies that are told, Steve. It's also what's not said at all. I was having a conversation with a former candidate for governor in the state of New York, whose campaign was scrupulously ignored by major papers in New York City, including the New York Times. He said the only thing that the Times would report if I cured cancer in Macy's window at high noon would be that Republican candidate puts medical workers out of a job.
Exactly. You got it. You've nailed it. And that's the how do we bring the conversation to a higher level going forward, Frank? That's the real question. We got about 30 seconds here. How do we bring it back so that we have productive conversations that mean something and it's not just silliness and finger-pointing and name-calling?
Most importantly, I think people have to pay attention to programs like yours, which offer a more honest analysis of the news. But beyond that, the problem starts at the academic level. We've now had two generations of students who've been brought up with a hard left educational outlet in most of our public schools and even in our especially in our universities. You've got to reform the educational system to bring a respect for honesty and truth in news back to the majority.
Well, there you go. Frank Vernuccio, greatly appreciated as always, editor-in-chief of the New York Analysis of Policy and Government. Have a good weekend.
You too. I look forward to our next discussion.
There you have it. This part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy. DTE, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers all across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce is on the job every day fighting to deliver powerful business advocacy and political action vital to the success of Michigan businesses. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce is working to make Michigan the best state in the country to live, work, raise a family, or build a business by strengthening communities and improving our quality of life. We work to improve workforce readiness and build the entrepreneurial spirit that has powered and defined Michigan for decades. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, on the job every day fighting for Michigan's future. MIChamber.com.
Plan to attend Salt Lake Global's upcoming event celebrating the sanctity of human life in Lansing, Michigan, September the 29th. Learn how to effectively engage the culture and defend family values with truth and grace. Check out this exciting opportunity at slgwitness.com. For tickets, go to slgwitness.com. Limited seating available for celebrating the sanctity of human life. So register today at slgwitness.com. That's slg